Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 281, the four stanzas. Mindful of our human frailty is the God in whom we trust. He whose years are everlasting, he remembers we are dust. All the stanzas of Psalter 281. Scripture reading for this afternoon hour can be found in Psalm 90. Psalm 90, but first we will make confession with the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. And the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, return, ye children of men. And for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. And thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep. In the morning, and they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, and in the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, and if, by reason of strength, they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. So far the reading of God's holy word. We hope to remember in prayer Darren and Jessica Outshorn, who were blessed with a well-born boy in this past week. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty and eternal God of the heavens and of the earth, that we may have a child to be born in the midst of the congregation once again. Thou hast made it well. Thou hast blessed these parents. Thou hast spared mother and child together. And we may acknowledge thee for thy goodness that is over them and over us. And where at the same time, so many in this world are taken away. So that when there is in the one house a rejoicing at the granting of life, there are in so many houses so much weeping and so many tears because thou takest that life away. O thou turnest man to destruction in the days wherein that we live in a special way. Thou sayest, return, O children of men. And then the dust that shall return unto the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. And then we must give an account unto thee, who has created us, and who dost require of us all the gifts, the blessings of life, health, strength, and talents, thy word, thy truth, that has been brought to us our whole life, then we shall have to stand in thy judgment seat to be asked questions, questions of thee, what we have done with all the talents and with all the days that thou hast given unto us. Oh, we read that there shall not be one answer to 1,000 questions. Before thee we shall stand dumb, our mouth closed, at thy greatness, at thy majesty trembling, and before thy inquisition, not able to answer. O Lord, wilt thou remember us? For we are not as those who have no knowledge of what is necessary in our life. We are not as those to whom the callings have not come, who will give an answer according to the little knowledge that they have received. But we are among those who have been superiorly blessed, those who have been given that truth from the days of our youth, and that for whom a place in the lowest hell is prepared if we do not repent, if we do not turn, if we do not come to thy footstool with true remorse and with true godly sorrow. But Lord, we cannot give it unto ourselves. Oh, we can confess it with our mouths, but we cannot break our own hearts. We cannot give ourselves to feel. Oh, Lord, that Thou may grant that unto us. Thou who hast risen from the dead, we do confess also in this hour, I believe in the Holy Ghost. O Lord, we beseech Thee for the presence of Thy Holy Spirit, for upon Thee we depend, for the blessing upon that work which has been accomplished by Thy dear and only begotten Son, in whom Thou art well pleased, but in whom we are not well pleased of ourselves. We see no beauty in Him, and we see no form, we see no comeliness in Him. Oh, then our eyes must be opened, our heart must be made alive, and we must be made to breathe, to hunger, to thirst, to pant. We must be made to see and to feel and to know. Oh, we beseech Thee then that Thou wouldst come and do young and old together. Lord, our sins, they rise up against us. Thou hast set our iniquities, we have read, before Thy holy countenance. Then we beseech Thee that Thou would look upon us, in and through Thy dear and only begotten Son. In Him alone we can be received by Thee, and He has accomplished everything for the sake of Thy own people. Lord, include us among that number who cannot include ourselves, and give us to feel something of the power of that Spirit that is able to raise a man from the dead, and that is able to make him to smite upon his breast and to cry out, O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. O Lord, Thou alone hast the power. Thou alone wilt receive the honor and the glory for it. For that people, they shall loathe themselves. Oh, they shall clothe themselves in sackcloth. And they shall say with Thy bride, I am black, but comely. Oh, ye daughters of Jerusalem, oh, that Thou may give in the midst of us a further instruction also unto Thy children, that they may be given to know more and more what sin is. For they feel each and every day that they are so powerless to bring forth anything that is good, so that they, with the hopes that Thou hast given in their life, must perish in themselves, saying with Thy servant, the good that I would I do not, and the evil that I would not that I do. O Lord, we must be delivered from this body of flesh, from this body of sin, and Thou wilt do it when Thou wilt take them unto Thyself. But oh, they have yet to live through the warfare here below. Oh, that Thou may give them a little encouragement, oh, that they may be able to go forward by the strength of Thee, that they may be given an eye to look upon Thee by times, that they may go forward and receive daily what is necessary, and that Thou may give to young and old, that we may breathe the breath of Thy church, that we might live the life of Thy church, and that we may die their death. Lord, that Thou may remember all the children, the teachers, and the parents in this time, for it is a difficult time. O Lord, that Thou may help them and all that they stand in need of in these days, and wilt thou give that under the circumstances, that all troubles and trials and difficulties may be laid at thy blessed footstool, and that thou may show and give to experience, that thou, though thou sittest on high, yet dost behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth. Oh, that the smallest child, who is not able to do his work, and who is not able to learn it, may be given to cry to thee for help and for wisdom, and that they may be given to experience that thou livest. Oh, so draw us, Lord, thy servant did say, thou art our God, we are thy people, and Lord, in an outward way, we are called by thy name, but we need it more, and we need it in truth, and then it needs to be experienced in truth, that thou livest. Oh, do it for thy name's sake. Do remember us then as a congregation and as a community here also in southern Alberta. Wilt thou watch over and protect us from all the terror that is about us in this world? Oh, give us also to look up unto thee, and that thou may watch over us for good. Remember all the afflicted and the sick ones in this world. Oh, that thou wouldst hear the cry of the needy and show thyself as the heavenly physician, more wise and more powerful than all the doctors and all the potent medicines here upon this world. And that thou mayst show that thou art able to heal not only what is natural, but also what is spiritual. And not only what is sick, but also a dead heart, that many may be turned again in our days through all thy callings unto the true and the living God. Care for all that rule and reign over us, with the decisions that they are responsible for making. O Lord, help them. Give them a cry to thee. Give them to feel also that thou livest, that thou helpest, and that thou hearest in heaven thy dwelling place. Care also for the natural needs in this life, for thou knowest the economy of these nations and of the world in which we live. Lord, wilt thou help in all our desolation? Remember also those that have not enough to eat, not enough to drink in this world. Then, as we understand it, multitudes and multitudes of people, they are starving for lack of food. And we have to throw it away. Oh, Lord, wilt thou arise, and wilt thou hear them from heaven, thy dwelling place, and wilt thou help as no man is able to do. Lord, give us a cry also in the famine that we experience in our days, the famine of thy word, when there is so little that is to be seen, that comes above the ground. Oh, Lord, could it please thee to use these circumstances, that the soil may be broken up, that the seed of thy word may fall, that there may be new ones born in Zion, and that thy name may be glorified in the fruits. Care for us in this hour. Lord, be on our right and on our left hand, as thou hast helped us in the weeks that are gone by. Oh, remember us here in our in thy house and in our homes, and wilt thou thyself endue us with power from on high, and give thy word, and that it may be as sharp as a two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and of the marrow, oh, that it may bring forth for thy glory and for thy honor, for the time and for eternity. Oh, do forgive, as we have also confessed together. I believe in the forgiveness of sins. Lord, oh, that is our only hope, and it is our only expectation, and therefore we ask it in the name of Him who is beloved in thy sight, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us now sing from Psalter 244, stanzas 2, 3, and 4. Each succeeding generation at thy mighty word appears. Thou dost count in time's duration one day as a thousand years. Death, with swift and sudden warning, calls us from life's dream away. Like the grass, green in the morning, withered ere the close of day. We make the following announcement. This is the first wedding announcement of Martin Hoogeveen and Meredith Alleman, the Lord willing, on Tuesday, May the 12th at 1 o'clock p.m. Lawful objections must be brought to the attention of the consistory by Monday, May the 11th. Psalter 244, 2 through 4. beloved congregation, every plague in Egypt had a cause. Those plagues, they were sent by the Lord Himself. The Lord, He does not work in a haphazard manner. We do not always know what the causes are. We can read about Job in his affliction, and that his three friends, they said to him that he was a wicked man, because otherwise God would not have afflicted him so. And yet it was not true. And we can read of the Jews that they have asked the Lord Jesus concerning the man that was born blind. Who did sin? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? The Lord Jesus gave his answer. Neither did this man sin, nor his parents, but that the works of God might be manifest in him. Thus the Lord, He has His own purposes for everything that He is doing. And yet, sin and evil, they are indeed very often the causes, the reasons that the Lord, He is bringing His justice, His judgments and His chastisements here upon the earth. Only think about the first world. Only think about Sodom and Gomorrah, and about the Egyptians. The first world, they received warning. For 120 years, the ark was built before their eyes. For 120 years, the mouth of God's servant Noah was opened to them, that they would turn from all their wickedness, and that they would seek a place in that way that the Lord Himself has provided. But nothing helped. 10 times the Lord brought His judgments increasingly in the land of Egypt. But it did not help. Then they took no heed to all that was taking place around them and what was spoken unto them. What is now the prophet? What is now the prophet of the judgments that the Lord is bringing all around us? What is the prophet to us as nations? What is the prophet to us as churches, denomination, congregations, families? What is the personal prophet? This is what Moses, he did ask the Lord in the words of our text, which you can find in the portion that was read to you. Psalm 90, and thereof the 12th verse. Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. So far the words of our text, a prayer for instruction. First, the lesson desired. So teach us to number our days. Second, the prophet that was sought, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. A prayer for instruction. First, the lesson desired, and second, the prophet sought. The psalm that was written probably at the end of the life of Moses, after that the children of Israel, they have spent 40 years in the wilderness, and that all that generation had passed away. We hear much in our days about a mortality rate. That is, children, mortal, that means to die. We were not created mortal, we were created immortal, that was to live. Thus death, that is a punishment for sin. And we have become mortal creatures. And the mortality rate, that is just a number. It says how many people, what percentage of people, they will die from any kind of disease or accident or whatever that may be. And now when we take a look at Moses in the wilderness, the children of Israel, then that people, they were also dying for 40 years in the wilderness. And then there were around probably 300 funerals, 300 burials every week in the wilderness. 15,000 of that congregation every year did have to go the way of all the earth. What does Moses say here? He says, "Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. Thou carriest them away as with a flood." That was the daily experience of that people. Carried away as a flood. And if you read the news, you read how that it was in Spain, for example, and in New York City, and now Brazil, apparently. Then you see how overwhelmed that they are with burying the people. Sometimes that they are not able to give them even their own grave. That they put them all together in one large grave. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. And the cause and the reason, what does Moses say? Moses says, "Here we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled." Their deaths, we know, they were a direct consequence of their sin. They were to enter into that land of Canaan. But the Lord said that they must turn around. They had to go 40 years in the wilderness. And it was because of their unbelief and their disobedience. And yet, the punishments of the Lord seem to have so little effect on that people. Because here, likely Moses, he is standing with the children of Israel before that border of the land of Canaan. And Moses, he is speaking unto the children of Israel, and he says to them, "From the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt until ye came unto this place, ye have been rebellious against the Lord." That he says, you have learned nothing. Even though every day they had to mourn their dead. So teach us. That was the supplication of Moses. It was a prayer. It was a prayer for instruction. Why? Because Moses says, "O Lord, if thou dost not teach us, we shall not learn it. If thou dost not teach us from heaven, from above, in our own heart, then we cannot learn it." Is that also your experience? Do you have to say, "Oh, I am so ignorant. I am so foolish. I am so hard. I am so cold. Ah, I am so dead. I am so callous." Do you ever say that with Moses? "Oh, Lord, teach me. Teach me in my heart. Break my heart that I cannot break myself. So teach us." But Moses, he is not asking just for teaching in general. No, Moses here, he is asking for a specific lesson, a very special lesson, a very important lesson, but a lesson, he says, that is so impossible for us to learn. Teach us. Maybe you say that too, boys and girls. I think you miss your teachers in these weeks, don't you? I think your parents do too. They miss the expertise, the ability of your teachers. Maybe for you, maybe for some, it is quite easy. Say, "I can do it by myself. I can read it in the book. I can answer the questions, and then I can go out and play." Then there are others, and for them it is so hard, because they read the book, and they do not understand that book. And then they wish, and they say, "Mother, can you explain it to me?" And for the little ones, maybe she can. The older one, she says, "Boy, girl, I cannot explain it. I do not know how." Then you say, "Where is my teacher?" Do you ever ask the Lord, young people? Do you ever ask the Lord? I hope you may experience, when you are still young, also for the things of this life, I hope you may experience that the Lord is alive, and that the Lord, he is able to give you what you stand in need of, not only for your soul, that is the most important, but he also is willing to do it for the things of this life. But Moses, he is asking the Lord to give him a lesson, the people, lessons that no one else, your teachers, your parents, no one else is able to give you. What kind of lesson is that? It is a math lesson. You say, "Why can my teachers not teach me that?" Because my teachers, they teach me math. Say, if my teachers cannot do it, it must be some very high math. It must be some very complicated math. Maybe it is what they call that algebra or trigonometry or calculus even. No, it is not so. This is actually very simple math. Only counting. When do you learn to count? I think you learn to count children even before you go to school. That is not counting all difficult numbers, young people. So I cannot do the negative numbers. I cannot do the fractions. No. We talk here just about the regular numbers, the whole numbers. And then you do not even have to go above 100. You say, "We learn to do that in kindergarten." Could that be? Could that be that you could learn to do this counting when you were in kindergarten? Children, when you are in kindergarten, what lesson is it then? What is Moses saying? He says, "So teach us to number our days." That is the great problem. That is the great difficulty. Therefore, that is the lesson that Moses, he is asking that the Lord may teach him and the people. So teach us to number our days. You say, nobody knows how long they are going to live. Nobody knows when they are going to die. That is true. Really, only the Lord knows that. And when the world is going to come to an end, it says in the Bible, people do not know that. And yet Moses, he speaks here about a number. What does he say? He says, the days of our years are 70 years and 10. What is that, children? A score, that is 20. The 70, the older ones, 70 times 20, that is 60. And 10 is 70. 70 years and 10, that means 70 years. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. If we look in the Bible, then we see people who have lived much, much longer than this. Adam, he lived for 930 years. We read of Seth, son, he lived 912 years. We read of Enos, he lived 905 years. Canaan, 910 years. Noah, 950 years. And who lived the longest? Some of you know. That is Methuselah, 969 years. That is, they have lived almost, no one quite, but almost 1,000 years. But after the flood, and then we can read how that became different. Abraham, he lived 175 years. Isaac, 180 years. Jacob, 147 years. Moses, 120 years. That's the Lord, he limited it later. The men, and they were multiplied on the earth, that they lived many less years. Thus Moses, he says, 70, 70 years. If you are strong, Moses says, you may add 10, thus 80 years. If you are wicked, the Bible says you must cut it in half. David says, the bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. If you fear the Lord, it is different. Because Solomon, he says, the fear of the Lord that prolongeth days. But the years of the wicked, they shall be shortened. How is it with you, young people, boys and girls? Because we hear the law, and you know there is the first commandment with promise. What is that? That is the fifth commandment, you say. That is right. Honor thy father and mother. And what is the promise? The Lord says that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Ah, I think some of you children, you are in your thoughts. You think about Jason, don't you? Jason. You remember Jason, I think. It was not so long ago. Ah, it is almost a year ago. And he was so very, very young. You say, was that little boy, little Jason, was he then so wicked? Oh, we cannot say that. No. Thus we see it is not always so, sometimes it's just the opposite. You read about David, that little son. David says, I shall go to him. Oh, that little boy. He went to the Lord sometimes. The Lord is taking his children home when they are very, very young. We read that about Abijah, the son of Jeroboam. He was also so very, very young when he died. Why did the Lord take him away? Oh, you know why? Because the people around him were so wicked. And that was a child of his. Because there was found some good thing in him toward the Lord God of Israel. Or is that true of you, children? And true of you, young people? Do you know there will be children in heaven? And there will be young people also in heaven. So teach us to number our days. So what are the number of your days? It does not say years actually, does it? It says both. It says the days of our years. And if you will make it days, young people that are older, and you can begin to multiply. 70 years, 365 days in a year. I've multiplied that out for you. That is 25,550 days. Sounds like a lot, doesn't it, young people? 25,000 days. But what is a day? How quickly does a day go by? And now you have to subtract. You know how to subtract? Oh, we know how to subtract. But if you can subtract the days of your life, then you can do a subtraction. And that many people that know much mathematics in this world, they are not able to do. We always want to add. But here we have to subtract. Say, what do I have to subtract? Oh, you have to subtract the days you have already lived. What have you done with those days? Those days that you already have lived. They are gone already. They will never come back. How many days did you live already? Well, for each of us that is different. So after you can go and subtract them. You can find out the number of your days. And then, what must you do with that number of your days? Well, if you will write it down, children, and if you will have that next to your bed, then every day when you go to sleep, then you must cross out that number and you must take off one. Will you do that? You must take off one. If we are going to ask the Lord to teach us to number our days, then we have to try to number our days. And then when we hear the sirens, you hear the ambulance, you will see the stars helicopter, and you must think, oh, there is a man, a boy, a girl. But you see a funeral, there is someone, their days, they are now come to an end. Or maybe suddenly, and they thought they had 1,000 left. They thought they had 500 left. And now suddenly they have no days left at all. So teach us to number our days. Why does Moses ask the Lord? Because we do not want to. We will not do it. Because we are so ignorant. And our flesh that desires to be ignorant. And the devil, he desires that we would never number our days. That we would not think about how many days. And we have it in our hearts already that we think we are going to live forever. Psalm 49, we read that the inward thought of man is that their houses, they will continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. That is not something what they say. Oh, we do not say it with our mouth, but that is what we think in our heart. That is the inward thought. That is the secret thought of man. Man will not put a limit on it. If we are 70, you go to visit someone who is 70, and then you can hear that they are speaking about people who have become 80. And if you visit those who are 80, then you can hear they are speaking about people who have become 90. Oh, we do not want to limit our days. Calvin, he says it is surely a monstrous thing that men are able to make measurements of the distance between the earth and the moon and all of the stars. And man, he is not able to count to number 70 in his own case. And that is true. Is it not evidence of our spiritual death? Oh, we are like bunions, simple, sloth, presumption. Christian found them sleeping with fetters on their heels. And he awoke them. And he asked them, "Why are you sleeping? You are like those that sleep on the top of a mast." He says, "The Dead Sea that is under you, and a gulf, an endless gulf, a gulf that has no bottom." Simple says, "I see no danger." Is that what we say too? "I see no danger." Slothful says, "Yet a little more sleep." What does man do? He turns over upon his bed. Presumption, he says, every pot must stand on its own bottom. Everybody, they have to have their own foundation. Each one for himself. And then they go back to sleep. Is that not the same as we are? Simple. Slothful, presumptuous, 250,000 people have died in the past several months from a single cause, from a single virus, and we turn over and we go back to sleep. So teach us, that is the prayer of Moses, that is for the sending, that is for the work of the Spirit of the Lord, to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves, to teach us what we cannot teach ourselves, to bind upon our hearts what we cannot bind upon our own hearts, the shortness, the brevity of our life. Oh, to teach us that simple math lesson that we might learn to number our days, to teach us how to count, to teach us how to subtract, to teach all what the Lord, he is teaching all of his people in that true regeneration. Did the Lord ever teach it unto you? The Lord, he teaches his people to make comparisons, to make them to compare the time and the eternity, that they may do less than and greater than children. He teaches them what infinity is. Never, never, never ending eternity. He teaches them to count. He teaches them to say with David, "Surely there is but a step between me and death." He counts. And when he counts, he only gets to one. One step. Surely, one step, O congregation, did the Lord ever teach you to number your days? Let us sing. 104, 3, 4, 5, and 10. Make me, O Lord, to know my end. Teach me the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am, and turn from pride and sinful ways. 3, 4, 5, and 10 of Psalter 104.
Thank you.
Moses' prayer for instruction, first the lesson desired. So teach us to number our days. Why? That is in our second thought, the prophet sought. And what prophet is that? That we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. What does Moses say? He says, we do not apply our hearts unto wisdom. Moses sees this lesson in counting, in numbering our days, necessary in order that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Moses sees man as the grasshoppers, boys and girls, who are romping and jumping and playing all day and laying in the sun. Sun goes down, and then they die. Oh, then he would like to say as Solomon, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no overseer or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her fruit, her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and I want as an armed man. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Wisdom, what is wisdom? When the Lord teaches a man to number his days, then he begins to apply his heart unto wisdom. What does he say? He says, meanie, meanie. He says, my days, they are numbered. Oh, then he has open eyes to see. The Lord shows to him how precious that his days are. How much worth that a day is. He shows him how limited that his days are. How few that his days are. That he does not know the number of his days. Oh, then he says, how many days would the damned in hell not desire? Oh, would they not desire but a single day, one day in the day of grace, one day in the time of salvation? The Lord wakes him up in the morning. He says, the Lord gives to me another day that was not expected by him, maybe when he went to bed in the evening. Oh, he says, what shall I now gain? What shall I now profit in this day? He retires in the evening. Oh, he says, that day is gone. What have I done with this day? Oh, what have I profited? What have I received for the need of my soul? Oh, did he ever cause you truly to number your days and to apply your hearts unto wisdom? Wisdom, what is wisdom? Solomon, he speaks about wisdom. He says, doth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? Unto you I call, and I put forth my voice unto you, O ye sons of men, O ye simple, he says, understand wisdom, and ye fools be of an understanding heart. Wisdom, what is wisdom? Oh, he says, I lead. I lead where? I lead in the way of righteousness. I lead in the paths of judgment. Why? Oh, that I might cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. To inherit substance. Oh, congregation, did you ever hear the call of wisdom? that you may apply your heart unto wisdom, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Our heart that needs to be applied unto wisdom. What does that mean, young people? Oh, then Moses, he does not set aside the responsibility of man because God is so sovereign. No, far from it. If the Lord will teach us to number our days, then you can be sure that a man, he is not going to say, well, God has to do it, and then go back to sleep. Is that the way that the Lord is working? That is, congregation, a misuse of the Word of God. It is a misuse of the precious doctrine of God's sovereignty. No, what did Abigail, the wife of Nabal, do? Oh, we read she numbered her days. Oh, she says, my days, they are very short. David is coming. And David is very, very angry. And he is right to be angry. No, she does not go to sleep. What do we read? That she makes haste. Oh, she takes loaves of bread and wine and sheep and corn and raisins and figs, and she goes. She makes haste. We read she goes to meet David. Oh, do we know what haste is? When the Lord, he teaches you to number your days, haste in applying your heart unto wisdom. What did the 10 lepers do? Oh, they numbered their days. And they applied their hearts unto wisdom. What do we read? They lifted up their voices. Oh, our days, they are so short. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. What did that nobleman do? We read his son was sick. Oh, very sick. Oh, that father. He numbered the days of his son. Oh, they said they are very short. Oh, he may not live one more day. And we read that he goes unto the Lord Jesus. Oh, what a wisdom that the Lord is giving unto that nobleman. Oh, that he goes unto the Lord Jesus. Oh, he says, Lord, come down. Come down ere my child die. Come down before that my child dies. O congregation, there is an eternal inheritance that is to be obtained or it is to be forfeited. Substance, not vanity. That is the only thing that we can gain in this world through all the toil of this world is vanity, but there is substance to be gained. He causes those that love him to inherit substance or to value that substance that is wisdom. What does Solomon say? It is more to be desired than gold. Yea, more to be desired than much gold. No, more to be desired than much fine gold. And sweeter also. Oh, sweeter also than honey. Sweeter also than the honeycomb. But there is not much time to get it. There is not much time to get it. Do you believe that? David, he says, my days, oh, my life, that is but an handbreadth. Oh, just ask the old people how quickly their days have gone by, and then it is gone. It is gone. You can never get it back. Every day will you think about that? Tonight when you go to bed, Will you think about that? Will you say that to yourself? This day is gone forever. Forever. Fathers, mothers, young people, is there a little time in the short day to ask after the Lord, to apply your heart unto wisdom, or are we too busy? I know we all have much to do. That is lawful, that is good. But the clock is ticking. Did you ever hear it ticking? Did you ever notice it ticking? Children, you know, when I was young, maybe 8 or 9 or 10 years old, don't know for what reason, but I was by my grandfather's house. And I was sitting in the living room, and for some reason I was there all by myself, whether my grandmother must have gone into the kitchen or so. And I was sitting on that sofa, and I heard, I can remember it today as then, there was a large grandfather's clock in the corner, and that clock was slowly ticking. You know what I thought? I thought my grandfather and my grandmother, they are so old. They are so old. And that clock ticking, that made me to think that they had so little time left. And now I am a grandfather. Yeah. Oh, that has gone so very, very quickly. What does the Lord have to do now to teach us to number our days? To teach us that our time is short? Do we have to contract a disease in order to number our days? Do we have to have an accident in order to apply our hearts unto wisdom? Oh, what a fear there is then. Then we will say, I have wasted so many days. Oh, I was busy here and there, and my time was gone. My days were gone. The years are gone. My life is gone. Then the Lord will say, as that prophet, he said, so shall thy judgment be. Thou thyself hast desired it, decided it. Awful. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, that we would not die like that rich fool. Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be that thou hast provided? So is every one that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. O congregation, we read about Lot. You know, we read about Lot. He lingered. Lot thought that he had more time than he actually did. That is the fatal mistake of billions and billions of people, despite the word of God. But we read the Lord being merciful unto him. All the men, they laid hold on his hand, and on the hand of his wife, and on the hand of his two daughters, and he set them outside of that city. And he said to them, escape to the mountains. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Also teach us to number our days. Oh Lord, teach us a little simple math. How to count that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we cannot teach this to ourselves. Thou dost say it in thy word for a reason, for a cause. Oh, that we may be given understanding hearts. And wilt thou thyself instruct us that the hearts of each and every one, especially when the callings, they are coming so close unto us, that we might learn to seek and to find thee. Oh, draw us, Lord, if we shall only number our days with our mind, then it shall not affect our heart. Oh, then it is impossible that it shall be anything but a rich young ruler religion. But when thou wilt show to us what our sin has caused, when thou wilt give unto us that godly sorrow, when thou wilt show to us the number of our days, then that wisdom that shall be born in our heart, then we shall not die as the fool. Oh, do it, Lord. Give it to us and to our children also in the week that is to come. Give us meditation. So many things to draw us away, we and our children. Oh, that thou may give a seeking and a finding, help in all the lawful endeavors of our hands, that they may not become our condemnation, that we may not make with them our excuses, but that we may confess to thee that our hearts are worldly hearts, that our hearts are vain hearts, that our hearts are wicked hearts, and that thou would change our hearts, keep us from sin, from wickedness, from evil. Keep us from a sudden and an unprepared death. Care for each one in the place where we are called to labor in this world. Forgive the sin of this hour. Bless thy word for Jesus' sake. Amen. 136, 1, 2, and 4. Dust to dust, the mortal dies, both the foolish and the wise. None forever can remain, each must leave his hoarded gain. 1, 2, and 4 of Psalter 136.
Thank you.
Receive now the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.